Hi. Dickington Steele here. And today, we are dissecting waifus with appearances by Team Rocket, Professor Oak, Daphne and Velma, Jasmine, and of course, our lovely guest Hannah from the Netherlands. So, sit back and enjoy our brow-inclusive rambling about boy love, body pillows, waifu role-playing apps, and guys who live with cats. This is Double Pontification. Another night. The sky is wet and mopey, like a toddler who just dropped his ice cream cone. The moon shines like spilled vanilla bean, with pieces of asphalt sticking out. The wind beats my door like a boxer. Wait. Someone's knocking. And I know those fists.
Dickie! Dickie, please open the door!
A ghost from simpler times. Doll.
We have to talk.
Okay, let's talk.
How could you do this to me?
Her eyes bore into my skull like a pair of Dutch ice picks. We've been down this path before, doll.
How could you do this to me?
It's not you. It's me. Always has been.
How could you leave me for that pillow?
She stares at me, tears in her eyes. No. Diamonds. You wouldn't understand, doll. You wouldn't understand. I lift my hand, sweep the jewel falling down her cheek. She pushes my fingers aside, like a drunkard, sick of a warm, half-finished beer.
Don't call me doll.
She's right. And don't call Misty a pillow. I close the door. There's nothing left to say. The storm rages outside. The ghost floats away. Misty is silent. Poor girl. The world is a cruel place. Hush, darling. I'm here. Hannah.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Richard.
You know, you're the first guest to appear twice on Double Pontification.
Really?
Well, it's only the fifth episode.
I am
still,
honored. By the way, can I say your real name?
What? Did you say my real name?
I did say your real name. You can cut that out, right?
Maybe keep it professional. It. I have a stage name.
I know. Dickington Steele. Mm-hmm. Which sounds like a porn name.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's just a callback to Pierce in Remington Steel.
I don't know what that is.
I guess because I'm a boomer.
About to be a doomer.
I know. No. Okay. Okay, well, speaking of doomers, why don't we start there? So
sure.
I introduced that word to you the other day.
Yep.
And for, I guess people don't know, I'm going to read out one definition of it right here.
Mm.
Doomer, a more enlightened update of the incel. Whereas the incel is chronically alone and projects his hatred onto women, the doomer has accepted his equally alone fate without resentment. Instead of bitching, he listens to Radiohead on evening walks. Usually in his 20s, the doomer is typically unemployed or doing a dead-end job, tormented by unrequited love, and alienated from most of the population. And this sense of personal aimlessness and despair seeps into his views of the world in general. Oh, that hits.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a phase where you felt like no one understood you?
Oh, yes.
And the world was a dark place? Are you still in that phase?
maybe more and more so, actually, over time.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, especially as a teenager, of course. Oh. I listened to Simple Plan. Come on.
Simple Plan? Okay. Oh, that's right. You had kind of like an emo phase, right?
I kind of had an alternative phase, okay. emo phase, where I was following my big sister.
Oh, so the both of you?
Oh, she was the real one. Okay. She was actually really into it.
Okay. You were the pretender.
I was the pretender so hard.
So not just horror movies, huh? The whole shebang.
Oh, okay. Yes. The whole package.
Were your parents ever concerned? Like, did you guys ever dye your hair black?
Oh, my sister did.
Okay.
I dyed it either blonde or brunette, which wasn't as intense, I guess. My sister dyed it black and like red and little streaks of other colors in her hair.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that kind of like a baby doomer or kind of like no one understands me, this sort of phase. I did hang out with a lot of guys who were kind of like that, but I think it was more like, oh, let's kind of like look cool with our long streaky hair. And I was on the drum line in high school, so a lot of the guys were really into screamo. Have you heard of screamo? Yeah. Oh, did you listen to it too?
I mean, I know what it is. I have listened to it, but it was never quite my thing.
Yeah. I remember this one time I was like high in the backseat of my friend's car outside of a Philly cheesesteak shop. And there were like four of us in the car and I'm in the back seat and everyone's listening to this intense music. I'm like in the back seat and it feels like I'm already baked as hell, but everyone else is like even higher on the music. And I'm like, oh geez, this is not
that's a weird combination while being high. Why would you listen to that? I feel like it undoes the effect that you want to have.
I think that was the effect they wanted to have, you know? Okay. They wanted like a triple threat. They wanted to be like high on the Philly cheesesteak and the screamo.
Ooh, Philly cheesesteak though.
I know. I do miss those.
Those are good.
They are good. They're so deadly long. Though. They're probably not good for
for your soul.
For your soul. Well, we're getting into that, right? Like what's actually good for you? Okay. So when was the first time you heard of the term waifu?
I think it was a couple of years back. I don't remember discovering waifu or that word, but I think it must have been like somewhere early mid 2000s, and I probably learned it from
early mid 2000s. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, because I've just been on YouTube and Reddit for so long. I must have come across it at some point there, and I think that's where I learned about it. And it was pretty clear what it was as it was like described to me.
Okay, so the first time I heard waifu was not that early ago. But then again, I only learned how to use the internet like 5 days ago, so. When I first heard waifu, there wasn't much context. It wasn't like, oh, we're talking about anime. Oh, we're talking about like scantily clad like schoolgirls or something. I can't remember exactly what the context was, but it was divorced from these context clues in the sentence.
Okay.
And I was thinking like, waifu, is that like a type of new tofu? You know, like the Impossible Burger? Where it's trying to like get rid of the meat? I was like, I thought it was a thought-provoking philosophical question.
How could you read about it out of context, though? I feel like if you learn about the word waifu, the context would always have to be pretty clear. Like, it doesn't just pop up mid-sentence, right? Like in the newspaper or whatever.
That'd be funny. You read in the New York Times, it's like economic section, and then like it says waifu.
No,
I think I was out with some friends and it was like kind of noisy. We were drinking or something. You know, sometimes you kind of like not paying attention exactly, going in and out.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, waifu, huh?
Okay. Yeah, one of those Philly cheesesteak high.
Yeah, I don't know.
Evenings.
I thought it was like, you know, like a waifu burger. You know, it's like, oh, you got to try this mushroom and waifu burger, right? No meat. Tastes like the real thing. Well, I mean, they would argue that too. It tastes like the real thing.
Oh, man.
So waifu for people who need a basic definition, right? This is also taken from Urban Dictionary, which we all know is like the definitive dictionary of our times.
Oh, yes.
Waifu, a term coined by otaku and weeaboos, basically people who are into Japanese culture, especially anime, manga, and video games. The term waifu is for their 2D significant others, predominantly anime and video game characters. A waifu, in contrast to a harem, is the love between one man and his one and only waifu. You treat your waifu with the utmost respect and courtesy, and most refuse to even fap to their beloved. That's not true. Seeing the act as an insult to the non-existent woman they have committed themselves to. Sounds a little like Victorian England.
I didn't even know it was so much about monogamy as well.
It actually is. Well, I mean, that's why it's not called like a...
Saichiku.
A Saichiku. Yeah, exactly. Right. It has to be a new Japanese term introduced. The Saidochiku. No. Waifu, it's how you're supposed to treat your wife.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, it makes so much more sense.
Yeah. I mean, there are waifu tenets. It was like the six commandments. Mm-hmm. No, this is...
Oh, right.
No, this is not like a spread worldwide, like the King James Bible or something, right? But these, I think, are like six rules to live your life by. I'm sounding like Jordan Peterson or something.
Right. This is like an official statement from the waifu community or like what?
I think it's more like a collection of pretty much widely agreed upon principles propagated by certain forums that are very popular.
Right.
E.g. Reddit.
Lay them on me.
Okay, number one, waifu relationships involve commitment. But notice how it doesn't say monogamy.
Right.
Involve commitment. Mm-hmm. Number two, the lover of the waifu knows the character is fictional. Three, sexual aspects of the relationship, this should really be are, but it says is an individual decision.
Okay.
The waifu's view is considered when making a decision.
Wait, the waifu's views are considered?
I know. This is philosophical stuff. This is the deep dive.
How?
Five, having a waifu does not always prevent a real/3D relationship. Mm-hmm. And number six, the relationship with the waifu is real. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a big one, the last one, I think.
So, for them. Okay, so you stumbled upon the term waifu and the concept of waifu through your innocent stumblings through the internet. Maybe not so innocent stumblings through the internet.
Probably not. I was a pervert.
Oh, I see. Well, you're honest about it. Hey, who hasn't been a little pervy? Come on.
Oh, man. In your teens?
Yeah, absolutely. Come
on. Everybody
was. Yeah. I mean, at YouTube, have you seen those comments? Everyone's deranged.
Exactly. It's a toxic place.
Yeah.
CBF.
Yeah, I know. It started off as a fucking like MySpace compliment. So. Mm. So have you ever known anyone who is a waifu practitioner?
No, I haven't. Not a proper one as you not are a proper describing one. It, I guess. Okay. No, okay. No. Mm-hmm. I have met people who are into anime. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to anime by, again, my best friend in high school who was half Chinese, half Dutch.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Introduced me to all kinds of pop culture from China, Japan, also Korea a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, also anime. Mm.
Do you know any husbandos? The compliment to wife.
No, I learned about the term husbando today, actually, when I was...
I see, literally 10 minutes ago.
Right? Yep, I didn't know that was the counterpart to waifu.
I mean, if you look it up on Google, it's like 33 million hits for waifu and only 2.5 million, or maybe not even, like 2 million for husbando.
That's
so
still a lot, though.
That is a lot, but I think that's also like 16-to-1 ratio. That's what I'd expect.
I feel like waifu is such a more mainstream term now, and I... never heard of husbando. It just sounds so silly. It sounds like somebody trying to make a Spanish word out of it in a cringy way.
Husbando.
Husbando.
Antonio Banderas in Husbando. A riveting new 2022 movie. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, shit, you know, the people are innovating on Netflix. So, maybe.
Anyway, what about husbandos?
Oh, I was just wondering. So you said you haven't met anyone who is a waifu practitioner, but maybe you met someone who's like a husbando practitioner.
Oh, no.
No, okay. No, vehement no. Okay, so I've met people who are like waifu worshippers. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, this like waifu thing, we're talking about it because it delves into philosophical aspects of our time in terms of like, what is love? You know, and... who gets to determine these things? So it's important, but it's also not like 15% of like the global population or anything. You know, it's very small, but vocal, I think, subculture.
Right. Sorry for sounding so surprised, by the way. I'm going to try my best to not be judgmental throughout this podcast. Mm. But I also, of course, I want to try and keep an open mind. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't worry about it. I'm going to guide you in as one of the world's leading waifuologists.
Thanks. Take me by the hand.
I know. Come with me. I'll be the waifu sensei. But anyway, so I have known some people mm-hmm. who
That's interesting.
Who are waifu
close
practitioners.
Friends of yours?
No, none of them are close friends, but I do know them.
Okay.
And I think it's a pretty interesting culture. And even within it, subculture, even within it, there's a huge range, right? Like there are the right. people who take it very seriously. Like for a lot of people,
oh,
right?
I'm sure.
If they've heard of waifus, or even if they themselves like really like anime and like, you know, for a lot of people, it's like a meme. It's a joke.
Right.
It's not a real
thing. More like a
thing,
hobby exactly. even. Like
Right. They don't take it so seriously. But some people take it quite
right.
quite seriously.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one time for work, I had to go to a school and mm-hmm. give a talk. I had to give a pep talk to the kids there at this high school.
Oh.
And be like, you got to be the master of your own destiny. That's the name of the talk. Not exactly, but, you know, it sounds cooler.
Is that how anyway. You were selling it?
Pretty much, yeah. I was yelling at them and wearing wearing a wife beater. And like, take advantage of the opportunities around you. Sit up straight. Eat a burger with three patties. Be a man.
Oh,
but
no.
There's this guy sitting in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And he was listening like so enraptured. Like other kids, they're so fucking tired. You know, Chinese kids, they're incredibly overworked.
Oh, yes.
You
know, their schedules must have been.
Oh, yeah. Getting prepared for the realities of Asian work culture.
Oh, this was in China then?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. It was here. Yes, it was here in Shanghai.
Mm-mm.
And this guy was listening, ears perked. And other people, they kind of have their heads on the desk. They're like, all right, this is boring as fuck. Or they're just tired or whatever, right? This guy, he's listening like super straight. He's like, oh, yeah. You know, he's really digging it. You know, I'm really having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
In his lap, he's holding on to this massive pillow.
Oh.
It wasn't quite a body pillow, but it wasn't quite like a little square for a sofa either.
Mm-hmm.
Something between. You know, it was like a torso pillow, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. And on it
So it was elongated.
It was long.
Okay.
It was long and fairly thick. And he's holding onto this pillow and mm-hmm. it had this anime character, or maybe it was a video game, but anyway, some 2D Japanese style character mm-hmm. with purple hair, huge right. eyes.
Oh.
You know, and she's like in this like nurse costume.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's not costume, maybe that's her uniform, that's her outfit. I don't
that's
know.
Her job.
I don't know her
maybe.
Occupation. I'm trying not to look at him, but it's just kind of visually distracting. Also because he's the one like listening to me most intently,
mm.
right? Then right. after I finish my talk and, you know, I'm done like giving my, oozing my man talk to them, I ask if anyone has any questions. I open up Q&A mm-hmm. and this guy's hand darts up mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, great. You know, he's been listening the entire time. You know, like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember his name. It was like Bobby or something. Maybe like Bobby Chen. And he's like, yeah, so I have a question. Like if I want to study in another place, like the UK, mm-hmm. or Australia, or Canada, maybe America. Gotta see how that turns out. Does my girlfriend have to submit an application too?
Oh, was that his first question?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I told some of my friends.
And he points it to his pillow while saying girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I mean, oh, I no. Not, I don't want to be like that right away, but.
Well, don't worry. The opening of the mind is a gradual process. So, anyway, you know, because that's a valid thing to wonder, though. It's like, oh, Dick, are you misinterpreting the situation? Like, maybe his girlfriend was the girl snoozing with her head on the, with her face on the table. Mm. Like, that was her, right?
Right.
No, it was quite obvious. And then I told this to one of my friends one time, and he was like, mm-hmm. "Well, how do you know he wasn't a troll? Like, what if he was just like doing it for shits and giggles?" I was like, mm-hmm. "Yeah, but no one around him laughed.
No,
like it seemed like everyone.
You can probably tell too when somebody's yeah. really sincere.
Yeah, I think I can tell. So mm-hmm. he was dead serious, and I was like,
"Oh shit."
Well,
how old was this? Student.
17-ish, mm. 16, 17. Mm. And I was like, well, if your girlfriend is the one in your lap, then no. One application will do.
Did you actually say
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Mm.
That's quite nice. Like, you handled that well, I think.
Gotta be diplomatic, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to misread the situation. And I also, I don't know.
You don't want to disrespect someone.
Didn't want to disrespect a mother. I don't know him. I don't know his story.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
That's probably just his girlfriend to him, isn't it?
Yeah.
If yeah. he really lives by the waifu.
The relationship with the standards. Waifu is real. This is quite the brain fuck, like when you look at this, right?
Mm.
The lover of the waifu knows the character is fictional.
Mm-hmm.
yet the relationship with waifu is real.
Yeah.
That's some haiku shit, man.
That is like some almost contradicting. I mean, how do you define a relationship then? Is there's no consent because there cannot be?
Well, that's a good point. So for example, right? How about like when we have pets, right? Like I think part of the thing of, okay, well, there are various reasons for why people might have an instinctual, let's say a distaste for the waifu phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
One is that anime is kind of cringe at times. Like, come on. But that's part of the appeal, right?
Right. Why do you think anime is cringe, though?
I think
that's an interesting thing.
Okay, so when I say that, I speak it from a particularly American perspective on it, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's highly cultural, right? I'm not saying it's objectively cringe, but it's, I would say, culturally informed is like a subjective sort of cringe, where Americans are not usually used to the idea of animated media being an adult form of art or entertainment.
Right.
And that's changing a bit because you've got like Archer and even anime itself is becoming more mainstream. So that's part of it, right? But also, not that other movies don't have this. I mean, it's true. When you start to think about it, like how different really is it from others, but there's a lot of like male-oriented fan service in anime.
Male.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, like... Yes. There's a lot of boob physics.
Oh, yes. Like the supple skin, the bouncy.
Yeah.
Tits.
You know, yeah. Like this person's like a 15-year-old schoolgirl and she's like bursting out of a shirt.
Right. I feel like because of those little niches that exist within the anime world, I think a lot of people associate.
It's not all of it.
I mean, but you can't. I mean, it's hard to ignore that side of it.
I mean, when you were in Japan, did you see those visuals in some places you went to?
Oh, yeah. Right. It's so common to read, like, a pornographic, like, novels there. Like, oh, what do you call them? And like, animated mangas.
Oh, the manga, yeah.
Mangas.
Yeah.
Also, just outside on the street and
that's true.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And even when I was on the subway in Kyoto, like, I saw some guy with, like, a suit on. Not I'm saying, like, a guy with a suit on can't be creepy, but you're just chilling there with like
your typical
this schoolgirl manga.
Corporate guy.
Yeah. And I was like, holy crap. Or even at 7-Elevens, right? Like there are also things available for purchase.
You might become a little bit desensitized to the hypersexualization of, I guess, animated girls mostly and also young girls. But it's also boys.
That's true. Do you know that of the boy love?
Oh, yes. Shonen.
Subgenre? Shonen is...
Or is that not it?
Oh God, I'm sure there are plenty of otakus and weebs who are like having their minds like exploding right now. Get the terms right, damn it! There are so many terms.
I apologize in advance.
So shonen means a youth, particularly young boy, and that's more like a Naruto, right? It's like that kind of.
Okay, I thought that was boy on boy.
No. Sorry. That's BL. That's boy love.
Oh, just BL.
Yeah. Well, I think there are other terms too. That's like one of them. Yeah. They use that in China too. BL, boy love. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. But what we were getting into was, I think, what makes it cringe, right? And maybe it's just hard to swallow for a lot of people that a subculture or like something like anime can also involve hypersexualization of people who are just very young. Children.
That's part of it as well, for sure, right? Like, there are very different understandings of, like, what is game in terms of, like, who can be depicted in what ways at what ages, right? Like, America, for the most part, although there are 50 states, like, we've taken, like, a somewhat unified stance. It has to be 16 and up, depending on the state, right, in terms of, like, sexualization, usually. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are many other things that slip through the cracks. Japan, they're a little bit more loosey-goosey with that sort of thing. Right. But what I think is kind of interesting, though, there is the age thing, of course, right? And then another thing is that there's like this idea that it's okay to sexualize a real person, right? Like, it's no problem. I don't want to say it's no problem. Okay, it's not no problem, but let's say like in movies and stuff, right? If like people are sexualized, even if they're like not that old either, like they're still teens or whatever. Like there's some sort of pool
common.
Or beach scene or something, right? But like people don't think it's that weird relatively.
No, it's so common.
Right.
It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with it.
Doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with it, but it's very common,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
But when you have it with characters that aren't real, right? Right? Because everyone's playing a character, but mm-hmm. like, let's say drawn characters, right? Yeah. Created from the imagination just like that.
Right.
Not based on a person's face or a person's mm-hmm. body. That's mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. And when I think about it, I'm like, well, you can make the argument that the other way around could have certain sort of, let's say, philosophical advantages or something, right?
Right.
Because it's not targeted on a specific person who exists.
Right.
Right. No, it's kind of like divorced from a person entirely. Yeah. Right?
And I can totally see the kind of, what do you call it? I can see why people could be into it or like fascinated by even a drawn up character. Mm-hmm. It's a form of art. It can be.
That's true. I mean, I wonder how many guys were in awe of the Mona Lisa. What a babe.
Mm-hmm. Imagine back in the day, her beautiful lack of eyebrows, which was all the rage back then.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured it must have been. You know, I always thought her name was Mona. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking stupid. Her name's Lisa. Mona means m'lady.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
T-I-L.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, you know.
But yeah, we were talking about, I think, what does it mean to, what defines a relationship, right?
And well, right. And what's interesting is people who are really into it, again, this is a very small number of people, but people who are really into it, and they mm-hmm. seek, I don't say they seek, but let's say that they're usually not considered as like actually having something real. Like, I think mm-hmm. in this day and age, we're encountering a lot of questions concerning like, what do real connections between people look like? And mm-hmm. how many people can actually be involved in that connection without watering down the dynamic, right? In terms of like the rise of the throuple.
Yeah,
right.
Polygamy in general.
Polygamy or polyamory. Or let's say, for example, people who want to have like multiple, more than two parents be listed on like a birth certificate. Mm-hmm. So what
that
is
that always involves mm-hmm. like two or more people at least giving each other feedback in a way, right?
Right. So mm-hmm. so there you're touching upon it, right? Where it's, mm-hmm. I think the agency, the feedback, mm-hmm. right? There is something like constantly being communicated. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that comes off as really contradictory is that people are saying like, oh, okay, so we acknowledge that this character is fictional. Mm-hmm. And then another core principle is that we're going to consider the feelings of the character.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah. I feel like that's where it kind of contradicts.
See, that's where I think people have a hard time getting over that hump. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas I think, say, structures that don't fit into like, oh, you've got like one mom, one dad, one boyfriend, one girlfriend or whatever, right? Mm. Or just two people in a relationship. Mm. Because people can be like, okay, there's still commonality,
right?
Like, that's not for me, but you guys are communicating and you're working out your own thing. Mm. This mm-hmm. feedback, right? And then you can improve upon things that aren't working. Uh-huh. Like, it's a group project.
Yeah.
Not one of those shitty group projects, hopefully not. But like, one person does all the work and everyone just sees.
It might be a very shitty group project. Yeah, exactly. It's still a project and a collaboration.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I find it really hard to kind of understand how this can be a relationship in this sense. Mm-hmm. But I can understand and don't judge the fascination with it and expressing your sexuality in that way. But I feel like it is more about one person then. Maybe it's more about self-love then. Mm-hmm. Or like, because, I mean, it does say you're considering the views and the feelings of the fictional character, but those were all created, right? Or mm-hmm. who creates those? Mm-hmm. Do you think of their views up on their behalf? Like, how mm-hmm. does that mm-hmm. work? Like, I want to talk to
right.
you.
Somebody no, so it is difficult. And here's the thing, right? I know people who are part of the subculture, but it's also hard to talk about it. And I understand mm-hmm. it's hard to talk about it because it's like, oh God, that, you know, a lot of people are kind of like closeted waifu worshippers. Yeah. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, the subreddit you send me about waifuism, it had a really moving or touching post about somebody asked, how do you guys do it? So that is a community where people you have either waifus or husbandos. And that person wanted to know if people can be out with it in real life about their them having a wife or a husband.
Have you ever felt like there's something about you that you couldn't be out about?
That I couldn't be out about?
Yeah.
For sure. Because society's pressure is very real. Mm-hmm. Hella judgmental.
You know, my girlfriend judged me for having a cat.
Oh my God. Like, imagine you having a wife.
Well, the funny thing is that, so when I first met her and she found out I had a cat, she is like, oh God, you're a cat parent. No!
Wait, what is wrong with having a cat?
She insists that men who have cats, like, they have certain, like, developmental problems.
Men especially?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Please explain.
I don't think, she's never really been able to articulate it, except that I think she just likes dogs more.
Right.
I made this joke one time where I sent her this picture of a cat that actually happened to look like my cat sitting on like this waifu pillow. And apparently she got really freaked out. She's like, oh God.
This is where I draw the line.
Oh, but she did it. But she actually thought it was real for the longest time. And then one time she was like, okay, pull it out.
Like, where what? Is it?
Like, where is it? I need to see it. It's like, I just need to see it. I'll come to terms with it.
That is kind of funny and cute.
I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. It's like, you know what I'm talking about. Just,
this actually
just pull
happened.
It out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then we discovered the miscommunication.
She like, thought you had a waifu pillow.
Yeah. I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. I was like, oh, no, yeah.
Oh, man, she must have been mulling over that in her head for
I know,
so
she's
long.
Stewing. She's
when
waiting
am I
for the right
bring
moment.
This up to him?
Yeah, it's like, it's too early. Not yet.
Thinking of a battle plan.
Like, I can't wait longer than 2 months, though. It's like, when I'm not at home, she's like rummaging through my closet. Yes. God damn it, he's good at hiding shit.
How can he hide a pillow so well?
He's huge, too. Yeah.
Once upon a time, I had it good. Relationship with a gal I liked, friend of a friend. Go to the cinema once a month, make out in the back seat. Got me to quit smoking. Used to blow through that stuff, pack a day. She got me thinking healthy.
Think of the children, honey.
Stable. Real stable.
I want a nice house with a picket fence and two kids, one boy, one girl. With a little dog to watch over them. Oh, Dickie, wouldn't it be swell? That sounds perfect, doll.
It was supposed to be a routine business trip to Tokyo. Quick. Simple.
Have a good trip, honey.
But life has a rough habit of throwing you curveballs when you least expect it. I saw you in Akihabara, through the window of a little store with no name. We locked eyes. I was like butter in a pan, melting in preparation for a tasty dish. God damn it. Why do you have to do me like that, Misty? She looks at me, never blinking, always smiling, always beautiful.
Have you ever had a body pillow?
I have had a... I don't think it was especially meant as a body pillow, but I've had like really big pillows before. And I love sleeping with a pillow.
How big was it? Like a meter and a half? Or?
Like kind of the length of my torso, I guess. Plus head.
And that's pretty big.
Pretty big. Yeah, yeah. And you can just kind of snuggle it while sleeping. I find that a very comfortable way to sleep. Just to... It kind of balances out your hips, kind of like a pregnancy pillow, you know?
I have heard about that. I actually heard that, I think, suggested sleeping position for some women is to have a pillow kind of wedged between their legs while they're sleeping.
Just women? I feel like people...
Men too? Really?
Yeah.
Am I being sexist? Okay. I guess it's because I haven't had sleeping problems in... I had a few female friends tell me about their experiences, so that's why I associate it in that way.
Right.
I should try it out.
Just try it. Yeah, jam a pillow between your legs.
Yeah, but I need a bigger one. It's time to go all in. You know, the past few days, because it's been so fucking cold in Shanghai, I got a little sick.
Oh,
and I was
you?
Oh God, I've got the white flu. You know, it's I've been reading into this academic literature. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like something's missing between my knees. A pillow.
Philip, that's why you got sick.
The white flu, I know.
Good one.
There's so many terms. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually a term.
The white flu.
Because there's so many different types of white flus as well. I don't know if you've ever seen this.
You sneeze in an extra cute way.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, there's so many subtypes. Like, for example, I can't remember the names of them right now. Mm-hmm. My Japanese is a little rusty. There are types. Like, for example, like the cool but like kind of harsh talking girl who hangs out with all the guys, mm-hmm. but actually has like a really vulnerable heart.
Right. It's all right. Like a front.
Yeah. And then you've got like the girl who talks with like a helium voice, who's always eating candy.
Yep. Yep.
And always calling you older brother.
Oh my God. And,
hey, everyone's got a type.
Are we talking about how women are depicted in anime now?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's all interconnected, right? I mean, although the waifu thing, it's gone beyond just anime, right? It's also into video games. Like, I'm checking it out. People
right.
are like, yeah, like, Lara Croft is my waifu.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. That can also be a waifu.
Like, Disney movies. It's like, Jasmine is my waifu.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't know that. It can go beyond the realm.
Well, that's what happens, with the cultural kind of diffusion, right?
Right.
Where you have it in a Japanese context at first.
That makes sense, then, I guess. I mean, we evolves. Probably all had crushes on some fictional character.
Yeah, well,
when
let's,
we were younger.
Yeah, well, did you have like a... Well, actually, I feel like a lot of Disney princes are pretty bland.
They are. They're never interesting.
They're not really the point, are they?
No. Oh, no. My
so you didn't,
were
you,
really different.
Yeah, so did you have like a, who's the hottest Disney prince?
Not Disney. I didn't particularly like Disney as a kid.
Because this is actually like a real like fuego, like hot topic amongst some guys at times. Like, oh, dude, I was such a huge Jasmine stan. It's like, Jasmine, get some taste, man. It's all about Mulan.
Oh, man. No, I thought, no. I mean, Disney
the waifu wars.
The waifu wars. I was not big into Disney. Just I feel like I just watched The Lion King and...
now we're going into like furry waifu territory.
Oh, right. Oh, but that's totally fair, I think.
Nala
I
like was totally bae. She was giving Simba the fuck me eyes. It didn't really translate well in the new 3D one because then she was just kind of dead.
The 3D one was so expressions. It was so awkward to watch where they had no expressions.
That was very weird.
I'm trying to think, though, what was my... cartoon crush.
Did you say you watched Pokemon?
I did watch Pokemon, but I didn't find Ash particularly hot, nor Brock.
How about Gary? Did he have an edge?
No. Oh. I hated Gary.
Professor Oak.
So annoying. Professor Oak was just trying to bang Ash's mom while he was away, traveling.
Trying?
Probably was.
They just edited out the American version, kind of like how they made the onigiris jelly donuts. Right.
Oh my God.
Dude, really Professor Oak was, he was definitely like slaying behind the scenes.
Oh man, he probably was. He probably was.
For science.
No, none of the Pokemon characters. Maybe James in a weird way, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, he's the blue haired guy.
The blue haired guy.
On Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Oh yeah. I kind of see that. Oh yeah.
He was always kind of simping for Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah, he was the original simp. Yes. I mean, I can't blame him.
I feel like Brock was more of a simp.
That's true.
But,
you know, it's funny how these tastes change over time. Like, I'm not really a huge Pokemon fan, but now you bring it up. I remember as a kid, like, I had a ton of friends who were really into Pokemon. They collect all the cards. They didn't know how to fucking play.
No, you know, nobody did, right?
Yeah, they just traded them. They're like, oh, they're numbers. Who gives a shit? Like, we're Americans. We can't add.
This one's shiny.
Yeah, this one's shiny and yellow. Right, and then, like, I remember we were like in elementary school. We're like 7 or 8. People were like screaming at each other. It's like, Nurse Joy is so much prettier than Officer Jenny. You take that back right now, Luis. But, you know, now I'm like, you know, yeah, I get it. I get it what James was simping hard for Jessie, though. She's pretty hot. Got Jessie, that big dolphin hair.
Oh, man. She was so sexy.
Yeah, Jessie. It's true. Like, wow. She had that toot. It was like real hot when I think about it now.
She was always wearing a skirt that was more like a belt.
That's a fashion statement.
Crop top. Remember that episode where they had like a bikini contest?
I feel like I don't. What? What was it, like Ash in a clamshell?
I feel like it's a deleted episode that wasn't broadcasted.
Okay, that's a little saucy.
Yeah, and James participated in it as well, and he had like fake tits on him and everything.
What?
It was really... I will send it to you later.
Okay.
Look it up, guys.
All right, this is for research. This is for the husbando, part two. Okay, so James, your husbando,
I guess. But I will get back to it later if anyone pops in my mind.
Okay, so for me... Disney princesses, let me see. You know, I actually quite like Jane from Tarzan. She doesn't get much of a shout out.
No, yeah. She was cute.
She's cute, you know? She's like in the forest. She's got this like, I'm going to go travel. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to like be like, she had this kind of earthiness about her.
I loved her voice actress. Like the raspy, silly English voice.
No, yeah, I know. It's like this kind of like faux, like Mary Poppins.
Yep.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. But I liked how she was kind of like out and about, you know, not like she was this like locked away too prim kind of princess.
She put her foot down.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Jasmine. A lot of guys like, oh, Jasmine, you know, like, especially look at her sexy, like, red slave outfit when she's with Jafar. I'm like, I guess that's a...
I've never seen the Disney movie.
What?
I've only seen the what do you call it?
The live
action?
Well, it's still Disney, but you mean the original 2D one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was up to, they probably couldn't have, like, sexy red dress slave
sexy
Jasmine.
Slave,
yeah.
No. That's
not, no, that was back in 1992.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Yeah, that one's a bit easy for like all the boys who are kind of realizing their sexuality for the first time.
You know? All the hetero boys.
That's true. No, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe
a lot of girls too, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a lot of girls.
Maybe some of the guys though were like, I and Jafar. Mm-hmm. Kane. It's so phallic.
Oh, that brings me to like... a lot of Disney characters, male characters, were not openly gay, but probably meant to be gay.
Let me think about it.
Yeah. For example, villains, actually, I think.
Oh, that sounds problematic.
It does a little bit.
Okay, which ones?
Oh, why did I bring this up without thinking of anyone?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of Disney movies, but I've never broken them down in this kind of like sexuality analysis. So
I'll go back to it. But
okay, this is how fake news starts.
No, look it up.
But, it was like,
of course, it's Disney, so they can't be. They have only been a little bit more inclusive.
Renowned waifuologist Dickington Steele and friend propose a new gay theory for Disney villains.
I feel like this is not just a theory. A lot of it has proven to be true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Okay, sure.
But don't at me. Just
okay. Oh, come on.
I have to do my research better. Clearly.
All right. Yeah, like you're saying, I think it is normal for people to develop crushes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
On imagined characters, drawn characters, or ideas, like as kids, especially. Yeah. Like, it's kind of interesting that as a kid, in a way, you might be more open-minded about like what love or connection could be.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas an adult, right, you start to get hammered in more. Like people are like, that's disgusting.
Or exactly. Like, people tell you it's not okay. Right. They tell you it's weird. And I feel like you're definitely, you're right about that. That as a kid, you are much more open and interested and willing to learn and develop your own sexuality and your views. Mm-hmm. And that can feel very innocent and normal to you, but it might not seem so to other people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just sexualizing or like finding a fictional character really hot is a healthy part of that. Can be a very healthy part of that. So no judgment there.
Yeah, I also just don't know. I mean, obviously there's some differences in that they're not real people, but is it so different from being part of some intensely passionate fan community, like let's say, for example, K-pop. Why is it Asia coming up with all this like crazy, you know? But K-pop, there's a lot of intense stuff, like where fans are like
stans,
stans, you know. It's like they're like, oh, what if these two members of like BTS or
creating
like
their
Big
own
Bang
fiction.
Like got together, or they have like inter-band bangs.
Inter-band
You know, that's just boy bands, like boy band bang, you know? B-B-B, it's like... But
there's definitely a subreddit for that.
Yeah, you know? But like, Taeyong and like, Daewoo, like, I don't... I don't...
Those are probably members of some...
Some of them are. I don't know what Taeyong is, yeah, but like...
Taeyong, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I thought you were talking about Taeyong from Girls' Generation.
Oh, jeez, I mean, yeah.
That's the one and only...
Oh, really?
K-pop girl group I was ever really a fan of.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I was like 18. Yeah, Girls' Generation.
So yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were big for a bit. I remember...
Xiaonu
Shidai. Yeah, even... Yeah, Xiaonu Shidai. I was like, oh, I was getting real multicultural with the Chinese, too. Yeah, in college, I had a friend who had this poster of like the Wonder Girls. And he was real into
Wonder
them.
Girls. Yeah. That is, those are the really OGs, right?
Yeah. And he was like fanatical. That's the fan. Like, oh yeah, like these two are my, I think, I don't know what he said at the time. Definitely wasn't waifu at the time. Those two, this is back in like 1986.
He definitely didn't come up with that.
No, but it was like, oh yeah, you know, these two are like my, I don't know, like goddesses or something.
Oh yeah, they're called like biases, right?
Were they biases?
Yeah, I think right now, you usually have a K-pop group bias.
K-pop has its own fucking terms too. It's so
really
deep.
Does. Every subculture kind of does, isn't it? And you tend to hyper-focus on them. There are also YouTube videos, don't ask me how I know, but where they're like live people filming at concerts, but they are really specifically only filming one member, like zooming in on them. You can't see any of the other members. It's really awkward.
Okay.
Just focusing on their dances and their facial expressions. Mm. It's kind of creepy.
Well, I was talking to someone about it before, and that apparently it's pretty common. I don't know if they actually just say it, but it's a common phenomenon within like a, let's say an 8 to 10 person K-pop band, like a boy band, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so big too, those groups.
There's
right?
like a looks line. Like there are different lines, like a rap line. You have like the two best rappers come out, like yo, this is Taeyong, you know, whatever. Yes. And then you have that's exactly how they sound like, right?
That's exactly on point, Richard.
Yeah, I'm a huge professional here.
I'm so
Dickington.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. And then you also have things like the vocals line. You have the best singers come out.
Oh, always.
And then you have
nobody's
like,
equally talented.
Well, yeah, no, it's like The Sims. You get different points. It's fine, right? Like as long as you all get like at least like 80 points, you know, to make the K-pop group, that's fine.
Oh, that's on point. Right. They're like The Sims because they're actually fabricated through like trainee camps. It's really fucking horrible, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you know. The guilty pleasures and all, you know, it's just like,
I mean, it works. Yeah. It is just like Hollywood. It's like people
true
are going crazy over this stuff.
Well, this is kind of what I'm getting at. Oh, this is my last point. I think with the lines, right there's a looks line as well. We like pull out like the three like best looking people in the front.
Oh yeah
I think that's kind of fucked up, but again, you know, all the shit's like image driven anyways, so
usually the more ugly ones, which is really horrible to say, they get like a weird haircut where their bangs are literally covering their faces.
Nice.
Just like in Big Bang with the one, you know, quote-unquote ugly guy, I forgot his name, but he was given a haircut which just covered his eyes and nose, I think. And just,
well, maybe he
it.
Had a really sexy mouth. Maybe it's like framing the bottom half.
Maybe
he has a jaw that can cut diamonds, like Timothy fucking Chalamet. Have you seen Dune yet?
Yep. Dude, no. Oh, sorry. If I've seen it, no, I haven't.
Oh,
seen
you haven't.
Yet.
Okay.
No, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you?
I did, and I was just shocked at how thin this guy is. From one thin guy to another.
Thin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like.
Did he lose weight for the role?
No, he's just a slim boy.
Oh, I've never known him to be particularly slim.
Did you not see Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No, I haven't seen him.
Because a lot
either.
Of people know him through that. But
I know of him.
Oh, you know of
That's
him.
That's all.
Oh, okay.
I once saw a YouTube interview with...
I mean, Timmy's becoming like a 3D husbando. Seriously. He's got crossover appeal because it looks like he's constantly coming out of puberty.
Oh,
but he's also got this like ridiculously chiseled like high fashion model jaw.
Mm.
So
he can
make an alliance between like the thirsty housewives as well as like the teenage girls who need like a poster, who need a new Leo on their wall.
So boring, so conventionally attractive. Just white and slim, blah.
I don't know. He's kind of weird looking.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, he is, I guess.
He's kind of like a Johnny
quirky
Depp. He's like a character Johnny Depp would play in a Tim Burton movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if conventional is exactly how I'd put it. He does have some conventional things, that's true.
Right, but, okay. I don't know enough about him to hate on him.
Cannot deny or... Yeah, cannot deny, or disprove, or confirm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but my point being is, so you're saying that people get all these, this PR training, mm-hmm. right? Like, how do you really know how Taeyong, Daewoo, or Timmy actually are in real life, right?
You don't know.
You don't. So mm-hmm. is it really so different, like, for example, to... Like, I've known guys and girls. Like, so, mm-hmm. let's say, for example, guys. Like, there's some guys who are really into Scarlett Johansson, right? They're part of the ScarJo bandwagon.
ScarJo.
You know, they're on that. They love ScarJo.
Yeah, just like then, the ARMY is what you call the... I think it's BTS fandom. Oh, it's fandom?
BTS. Yeah, the BTS.
Yeah.
That's so militant.
Just the ARMY.
that's freaky. Yeah, I would not want to mess with them.
Oh, no. They're the feistiest fans out there, I think.
But is it so different to like have a wallpaper of like Scarlett Johansson on your computer like have a poster of her?
No. And I think that's the point we were trying to make earlier, right?
Like you don't know how she actually is.
No, right? Of course not. But neither do you know what your waifu is actually like. You just know
that's true. I guess the point though, where it comes to like considering their thoughts and feelings, like that's where I think out of those six things,
that's the confusing thing.
That's
to
the
me.
One that's particularly confusing and perhaps problematic
mm-hmm.
because that's like, how do you assume for another person?
Exactly. And then will you ever,
entity, I should say, I mean, not person. I don't
know. Yeah. And like, how can you define whether or not that relationship is healthy? So usually...
Well, how does anyone define that, I guess?
I mean, there are some basic qualities that any relationship should have for it to be at least a good foundation.
What are some of the discrete points, you think? Dr. Hana in the house.
Oh, man. I guess just... you know, the standard things like respecting each other and...
That's a good one.
Right. Yeah. But how can you respect one another if your significant other is a fictional character? For example, does she respect you? You don't know. Do you respect her?
Well, what if you get a body pillow with your waifu's face and she's always smiling at you? Seems like she's always on board with whatever.
Somebody who's always smiling, though, is like, that's... you should have a range of emotions, right? Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's very difficult. Mm-hmm.
That's true. No, it gets tough.
Yeah.
How about, like, more interactive things that are related to, let's say, like, the waifu subculture? Let's mm-hmm. say, for example, I was talking to you about Hololive. I actually didn't know about it until I looked into it. And it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
There are virtual 3D like mm-hmm. characters. I think not all of them are women, but the vast majority. I think they have a few guys.
So they are sort of like holograms?
I think they are. I'm not actually exactly sure. I haven't gone that deep into it yet. But mm-hmm. I think that they're almost like 3D filters where they... like superimpose these computer generated graphics onto a person. So they're actually emoting and talking. You can hear their voice.
Right.
And during a live session, they interact with
it. Oh, it's an actual person doing the movements. There's just a filter on them.
I think so.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
And this is an extension of the whole kind of like idol culture thing, right?
Like internet celebrities, like live streamers and that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Making this one virtual. So how about in that case, right? Because we're mm-hmm. talking about, okay, well, one thing that's pretty sticky and kind of philosophically mm-hmm. difficult to overcome for a lot of people is, well, how do you build like mutual respect? How do you think on behalf of another mm-hmm. entity,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you presume these things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if that thing can actually talk to you, can interact with you?
Right. But I feel like the entity in this case is more of a service provider and like a fan servicing the entire audience. So everyone, usually they have a bigger fandom, right? Like a bigger fan base.
That's true. So. But even if your waifu were like, let's say if your waifu were like Misty from Pokemon, just ignore mm-hmm. that she's like 12 years old in the show. But let's say it scales up, you know, like now she's like a really youthful looking like 28-year-old,
mm-hmm.
right? What if your waifu is Misty? But then it's a really popular show. So for 5 million other like guys and gals.
Yeah.
Misty's also their waifu.
I can totally imagine being into Misty, having a crush on Misty and obsessing over her. And maybe that's love in your eyes. Maybe, you know, being fascinated with somebody so much is love in your eyes. But I just don't see how it can be a two-way relationship. I don't think it is. It's kind of a fabricated thing. But I understand the yeah, I do understand you could have feelings, really strong feelings with a fictional character.
Like really strong resonance, right?
Yeah, I just find it really hard when it comes back, when it comes down to the six commandments you just mentioned, how it can be considered a relationship and how you can consider the waifu's views. And maybe if you actually, it could be interesting to actually interview a person who has a waifu or husbando to actually ask these questions because, I mean,
it's true.
They could maybe change our views as well.
That's true. It's true. It's tough.
I don't want to be judgmental either. And I want to be really open-minded and I have nothing to say, I think, about what other people think and believe love is and how they want to express their feelings. Excuse me. For me, that's the only thing that I'm having trouble understanding. Like, how can it be defined a relationship? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't seen the movie Her, right? With Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson, actually.
No. Yeah,
she plays, like, the AI that Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with. Have you seen it?
Oh, that's not where she is a robot and trying to, like...
No, that's that dark. That's that dark movie.
With Morgan Freeman in it.
What?
Well, maybe. And she's, like, only using, like... It's a really stupid concept. It's like people usually only use 10% of their brain capacities, but this girl, Scarlett Johansson, learns how to use 100% of her brain and is
able
to. Was
this a long time ago?
A couple of years.
Oh, just a couple of years.
It's so silly.
Okay, I don't recall this one.
By the end, she just turns into a like black mass computer matrix thing.
Is it a drama thriller?
It's supposed to be, sci-fi thriller. Sci-fi thriller. I think.
I'll have to look this one up. I don't know.
Okay. I thought maybe that's what you were talking about because I forgot the name of that movie.
Okay. So Her came out, I think, 2014. Mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix with his massive stash.
Right.
It's about him being this kind of like lonely writer. It's in the future. And actually, it was shot partially in Shanghai. Shot in Luojiazui.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just across the pond.
Cool.
You know, in the financial district. Mm-hmm. And Joaquin Phoenix's character, I can't remember the name of him. His job is to write letters on behalf of other people. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to be like these heartfelt letters. Mm-hmm. So he has to drum up this emotion on behalf of other people. My dearest Agatha, it has been a grueling 7 years since I last saw you and blah, blah, blah.
So people commission him to do this?
Right, right. Okay. So he's like he's kind of like a middleman in terms of like, I want you to communicate these feelings on my behalf.
Interesting.
I can't remember why it is. I don't necessarily think it's because people are too lazy. Perhaps it's like people have lost the craft of communicating certain things. Or maybe they're saying like, you know, I'm but a Padawan, you're a maestro, so you do it for me, you know. Like, why should I do a painting when you're Leonardo fucking Da Vinci. So, you know, you do it, Joaquin.
Makes sense.
Yeah, in a way. Anyway, he just does his job. And I feel like actually, and this was probably before the word came out, but this kind of captures the doomer thing. You know, where he's doing this job he doesn't really love.
Right.
And then he is feeling really alone. And then he starts to develop feelings for his computer that I think has been updated with this new AI.
Yeah.
And it's very quick learning.
All of a sudden, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it adapts.
I've seen the trailer.
You've seen the trailer. Okay, so it adapts to his language, his tics, behaviors. Mm-hmm, she like understands him on a level that like, other people don't.
Yeah.
And they go on dates and stuff. Like, for example, he'll take his phone with him, he'll put her in his pocket.
Yeah.
Like, go on rides and stuff.
It's kind of endearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's... a thought-provoking movie. And like, there are people who react really negatively when they find out. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it's a sister or he has like a few friends, but this one friend finds out and she's like, what are you doing? Like, like you're in love with like a computer. What the hell is wrong with you? Whatever, right? You know, our technological advancements are trending towards not that far away, I think. Like a real possible reality where that level could happen where you have AI like taking up what's arguably consciousness.
Right.
So in that case, does it? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, why do you think people have such a strong reaction to it in the first instance?
Like the friend or the or the sister,
or
I can't remember.
Family member, whatever.
I think it's because, well, one, I think there's a really surface level factor, which is a lot of people, you know, and certainly like I feel that at times too. Like we fear or we flinch away from things that we don't know. Like they're unfamiliar, they're strange to us.
Right.
And it's challenging to try and update your understanding of something. Right. It's much easier to be like, I don't like that, or to go to disgust.
This is not your any like weird hobby or whatever. I feel like people could have such a strong reaction to it. People having relationships in that sense, because it might be just so against what like biologically you're programmed to think. Like you're not able to
procreate.
You're not able to like build a relationship with an actual person.
That's true. So yeah, the other thing I was gonna say is that
maybe that's why too.
There could be something bioevolutionarily unsettling, right?
Yeah,
and I think as a an accompanying point to that, some people could view it as you're not actually helping yourself with what you need, and perhaps people are projecting their understanding of what you need onto you.
Yeah,
right. It's like what you need is a real in the flesh person with whom you can build a family, you can get a house, maybe have like a little dog.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. Like society, you
know, not like. Have a waifu pillow and a cat.
Yeah, yeah. Then you're,
you're
more
deviant.
You're more easy to digest that way. Right. So.
But it's a really good movie, and I think that it does raise questions though, where at the moment we're stuck on this thing of like, well, how can you assume on someone else's behalf? But if you have something that this also goes into like really weird like cognitive philosophical territory in terms of like, well, what is consciousness? Is it the illusion of consciousness? Or are they actually capable of like kind of really interacting with you in a, if not human, then like human adjacent way?
Like that Vsauce video. Do you know Vsauce?
Vsauce? I don't think I've seen this video.
Like about reality or if anything is real.
It sounds like The Matrix or something.
Go have a watch,
okay, guys. I see. There's actually a quote. I remember we were talking about it earlier. This is from something a while ago, 7 years ago on Reddit. Yeah, this is one person, so who knows?
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. Waifuism is a very real thing, much in the same way that other people fall in love, so do we. We just happened to fall in love with people who happen to not exist in the real world.
That's also what their concept of love is then. But it's still, like, if it comes down to those six commandments of...
Maybe there just needs to be an update of the commandments. Maybe. I mean, that wasn't like an authorized.
No, maybe.
People aren't handing out pamphlets.
No, you know, no, that's true. No, but I when you're mentioning the quote like that, I buy it. Yeah, you can probably fall in love with a fictional character and feel like that is a healthy way to express yourself and to make you feel good. Well, who am I? Who are we to have any say in that, right?
Okay, so we've been talking about this like at an arm's length, and I think that's good. Let's say, for example, you were to go on a few dates with someone. You're having a great time. Chemistry's great. Let's just say for this circumstance, right? It's a guy you've been seeing, and then you find out. Let's say like you go to his apartment for the first time, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I'll give you a tour, whatever. And he forgets that he didn't clean up everything. He opens the door to his bedroom and he's like, oh, don't look. But then you see this like waifu pillow on his bed.
Oh man, on the first date already?
No, not first date. A few dates.
Oh, a few dates in. The first time
you see his abode.
First apartment tour.
Yeah.
So you're starting to like this guy is what you're describing.
Maybe a few weeks or something.
Okay, so, yeah.
So you have some establishment of trust.
Right.
I think it is hard to accept everything about a person, especially when you're not familiar with all these subcultures, right? Like a first date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I was joking about it in the previous episode that I did that, you know, if when I was on the market, if on a first date, I was like, so what are your favorite movies? And mm-hmm. the other person says normal stuff like, oh yeah, I like Superbad and like The Shawshank Redemption and, you know.
Highest rated movie on IMDb.
Pulp Fiction. And I'm right. like, oh, that's great. I like Saw, American Psycho, and torture slasher porn. Movies.
Right? Yeah.
Those are my favorite. They're very comforting.
They help me sleep.
Yeah, it's like you can't be like too forthcoming on all your idiosyncratic kind of kinky things all at once.
No,
right?
You can't.
I can't be like, so you into ball gags or what's up? You know, you gotta wait till he's like date four.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And we all have our quirks like that, don't we?
Yeah, so that was just an example.
Yeah, that's a good question. I you know, sexual expression can manifest itself in so many ways, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be fair to be really judgmental of something you don't right away understand.
That's fair.
And if you like this person, you know, it really depends on the person. It really does.
No, that's true. No, we can't just isolate this.
No, yeah. But I like openness in conversation, and I am open-minded when it comes to hearing about other people's sexual fantasies or like... concepts.
So let's say, for example, just same hypothetical person that we're crafting together in this in this hypothetical situation, right? This guy is, let's say, honest and forthcoming about it, right? Like he's embarrassed at first, like, oh yeah, you know, like just to be honest, like this is one of my hobbies. I'm really into this.
Yeah,
like this will not impact my relationship with another person, but this is something that I'm passionate about.
Oh no! If the other person is willing to be genuine and open about it,
as opposed to
trying to make you like it as well, maybe you into their hobby, or like.
So, do you think that would there be a possibility that you could participate in it as well? What if, for example, let's just call him like Brandon. If Brandon,
the douchiest name you could think of. And why does it have to be a guy as well? Let's just call them they.
Okay,
and
sure.
And let's give them a name that could be either a guy or a girl.
Okay.
Robin.
Robin. Okay, sure. Yeah, I like that. That's a nice name. Okay, let's say Robin is like, okay, Hannah.
Now I like the person better. Misty's.
It's a douchey-ass name. What if his name's Channing?
Or just Chad.
Chad, yeah. Brad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Brandon is kind of... sorry to all the Brandons out there. Okay. Robin, yeah, that's nice. Okay. Robin's like, oh, you know, Hannah, like Misty's...
Sorry. Why'd it have to be Misty?
It's just familiar to people.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So Misty is on the body pillow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just 28-year-old scaled up Misty. Right. Yeah, right.
She's definitely of age.
Yes.
Although, does it matter when she's a drawn character? Who knows?
I mean, you know how there's like ethical non-monogamy? I think there could be a case for ethical waifuism.
I think so too. Yeah. Let's keep it ethical.
I think it kind of matters. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of matters.
Definitely. Yeah. She's definitely of age because that would be a little
more
different.
There's more self-awareness, right?
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
I guess.
So anyway, well, let's say, for example, it's like, oh, it's Misty's birthday, according to like the Poke Wiki. And we have to get her a gift together. Can you go shopping with me?
Oh, man. Okay, that is a next step into also me accepting their hobby and its involvement in my own life. So fine.
So that gets tough.
That I would have a hard time taking that seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So have you been in a situation before, like with not just like with people you've seen or whatever romantically, even with friends, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I accept that this is something important to you.
Yeah.
But this is not really for 100%. Me. Like, you do you.
I used to date a guy who was really into watches. And, you know, then off the top of my head, I would be like, that sounds boring.
Come on, watches are kind of hot.
When you see that it really does a lot for the other person and how passionately they can talk about their hobbies, that also is a really attractive quality.
That's true.
To be very passionate about something.
That's true.
Yeah, as long as
I kind of vibe with that. Although as my dad, my dad's really into watches. He was like, a watch makes a man, son. And he would always be annoyed that I had a bare wrist. He's like, why is your wrist so naked?
I don't want to see her wrist.
I know. I know.
You it's unmanly.
Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like it's important to have like a nice masculine watch.
So many things wrong with that.
Yeah, he was born in the 40s. Give him a bone. He's like a Chinese immigrant from the 40s.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
Yeah. So in that sense, I would support the person I was seeing at the time if I really like them and they are just open and honest with me about their hobbies. Mm-hmm. I would probably appreciate them being open and honest with me. Mm-hmm. Although, first time seeing it, I must say, like,
a little shock to the system.
A little bit. It's like, I feel like if
it'd be surprising. I mean, it's again, it's not statistically.
That's like, also because I just associate anime and like hentai and just being into it with more of a teenage thing. Like,
okay,
but that's hella judgmental of me. And maybe you can, maybe you can be a grown ass man or woman and enjoying that stuff. So sorry for being judgmental, but that would be my first instinct.
There's a lot of critically acclaimed adult anime out there. I don't mean like hentai porno, but when I say adult anime.
Oh no,
like,
and I agree.
I mean that can be enjoyed. That can be enjoyed by all, by many yes. ages. You know,
like
for example, like
movie.
We talk about Death Note. Like yes. that can be enjoyed by adults. I think definitely, right?
I recently saw a movie on an airplane, which was a Japanese anime movie, Okko's Inn. Beautiful story about a girl coming of age and
in like INN, right?
Inn, yeah.
Okay,
like,
I see.
Like an inn.
Like a little inn. Okay.
Mm-hmm, with a host and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful story.
It's not like by Miyazaki, is it?
Sorry?
Not like by Miyazaki, is it? Do you like Miyazaki?
I'm actually not sure.
Miyazaki. He's the mastermind behind a lot of critically acclaimed classics of like let's say anime cinema. So for example, Spirited Away. I think he did Princess Mononoke.
Oh yeah.
Graveyard of the Fireflies.
Never seen any of those classics. So
My Neighbor Totoro.
I know of Totoro.
Okay, so you've never seen these?
Never seen any of these movies, though.
Wow.
Okay. I just know them because of pop culture.
Oh, of course, yeah. He's like worshipped as a god.
Okay, what do you think of him?
I don't think much of him.
Right, because he is too mainstream and too popular.
Oh, damn it. Ah! I knew you were going to say that.
Edgy lord.
I know. I only watch 70s anime. What about Lupin the Third? I know. It's just, you know what? I was just, it's a little teaser for my solo spiel next time. But I'm going to do a deep dive into like why I just can't enjoy things that are both too popular. It's like, I can't enjoy something if it's good and too popular at that time. You know, for example,
Squid
like,
Game.
I haven't seen it. I've got no interest.
No, I mean.
But I like the Beatles. But that's because they're old and half of them are dead.
When did you start listening to the Beatles?
When I was like 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was 12 back in the 70s. I thought a decade had been enough time, you know.
Oh man, so you're doing a little self-reflection there.
I know. I'm like, why is it I can't? It's like I almost like have a sigh of disgust when I see someone with a Switch in their hands. It's like, you casual.
Yeah, sure, call me disgusting, like, but at least like, their reaction speed is normal.
N64 or earlier, please.
I need 3 pixels.
Have some class.
Max on my screen.
There are 3 pixels. It's like one for Mario's face. They're like one for each leg. Who needs arms? You don't need arms to jump. He wasn't like boxing with those mushrooms. He's jumping on them. 3 pixels is all you need. Come on.
Rolling my eyes so hard.
But you know, we're talking about this waifu thing. I'm kind of like thinking like, wait. If I reframe my situation with me, my girlfriend, and my cat, is my cat the waifu in a way? She was like, I can't. It's like, I have a hard time accepting men with cats. And I was like, oh my God. It's like a guy with a pillow. Is it the same thing almost? You know, like there's judgments and she's having a hard time articulating. It's like, it's just abnormal, at least in North America. I didn't know any guys with cats growing up. I was like, well, I knew some guys with cats growing up. Right? And I think in Europe, perhaps it's more common.
Oh, yeah.
It's really common in Shanghai.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So I was like, what? It's like, I'm being discriminated against.
Yes.
And then,
you have it so hard.
You know, so difficult. She won't even let the cat into the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, what if
that's a personal preference.
It's like, okay, you can keep the pillow, but but she has to go into the closet. Sometimes she can be let on the sofa.
Yeah, just when you're home alone.
And it's just like, there are times we're on the couch where it's like, okay, let's cuddle. It's like, okay, but like, can my waifu cat be here too?
Oh, man.
If you must.
Poor if Russell. You must.
So like, when you put it like that, like there was an adjustment period. And to be fair, mm-hmm. like slowly, gradually become more open to it.
Has she adjusted fully?
I think she and my cat Russell have an understanding.
Okay.
You know, sometimes they like meet eyes. They do that cat thing where like he does the half-lidded wink.
Uh-huh.
You know, where apparently that's supposed to be like a
blink.
Cat. Yeah, slow blink.
Yeah, the
it's acknowledgement. Like the cat smile. Mm. Right.
I always slow blink at my cats, used to.
Yeah.
That's a way of communicating with your cat.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they have an understanding.
After 100 days of unblemished bliss, the cracks start to show. All the signs were there. The gym badges, the Pokeballs, the Nintendo Power Strategy Guide. How could I be so stupid? So naive. After Misty tries to catch my cat for the 10th time, enough is enough.
I'm sorry, Em. I can't keep doing this.
She just stares at me with those big emerald eyes. In those jewels, I see another universe. Me, Hana, Misty, and my cat sitting on a checkered picnic blanket, eating jelly donuts. I raise my hand to stroke her face, but there are no tears to wipe away except for my own.
I still don't think she would go shopping with me for Russell's birthday.
What? Would she not? It's definitely a personal preference.
I understand that. I think it's, we've already hit a balance where like, I think all parties are more or less happy.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's of course a little bit easier in terms of Russell being able to move.
Yeah.
Right. And meow. And he has some degree of interaction.
Yeah.
Although she has doubts in terms of like what his cognitive abilities actually are.
Does he sometimes sleep in the bedroom now, or is that still
forbidden? Off limits. He needs to know his place.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's also an interesting sort of thing, too, where it's like, can you have like a three-entity sort of ecosystem where like two people, you know, one person has a waifu or husbando and the other person's like, okay, you can have it, right? And then I'm not going to judge you for it.
Yeah.
But I need to be like the king or queen here.
Yeah.
So cannot be in the bedroom with us.
Yeah. That's also what I was trying to get at. Like, how much are you willing to accept the other person's hobby into your own life? Maybe you'll come to like it yourself. That is a possibility if you're open-minded. Maybe if it's just about like sex, if it's only in the bedroom, so to speak, then you might be willing to try a little bit for your partner to see if you can get into it. But if it really dominates all aspects of life, I feel like that might be difficult for the other person. For me, it would be personally.
Well, I think if anything becomes like your entire identity or a large part of it, like a huge part of it, it's really tough. Like if you see someone who's really into clubbing, right? Like let's say you have a real nice intellectual vibe, you can chat a lot, you've just got great chemistry, intellectually, emotionally, physically, whole nine yards. But then the really into clubbing all the time, like at least once a week, like every Friday night, like got to go out with the gang. You know?
I feel like a lot of people do live that life sort of, right? Yeah, work hard, play hard.
I think that'd be tough for me is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So that would be an example of you, something you would have a hard time.
It'd be tough. Yeah.
Mm. You know? Because you detest clubbing, because you.
Detest is strong. Detest. It's like, I spit on it.
Yeah.
I spit on your stupid little hubby.
How an actual French person would react to that. To waifuism. I spit on this. Maybe not.
Right, yeah. I'm sure.
Sorry to all French people listening.
I'm not sorry. have enough of a sample size to form an opinion on that one.
Of course, as an American, you...
I know, they're everywhere.
Oh, yes. There are enough of them in Shanghai.
I know. With their sexy berets and good bread. Makes you sick, doesn't it?
Sexy accents, arguably.
A little overrated, but... I get it too. It can be charming. But anyway, I mean, with clubbing, it's tough because when I first came to Shanghai, I did enjoy a little clubbing every now and then. Not like, actually maybe once a week, but just very quickly after that,
what was your go-to place?
I think they're all dead now. But back then they had a few places that were still up, like Club Obama.
What?
Yeah, there was an Obama.
What?
There's Geisha.
Club Obama.
Bunker was like a bomb. Was it? No, it wasn't Bunker. It was Shelter. Sorry. Yeah, Shelter.
I've never heard of
the Shelter. This was back in like 2002. So just making up years.
Have you been here that long? No, you have not.
Not yet. But a Shelter was actually a bomb shelter. Mm. I think it was refurbished bomb shelter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was sick. You'd go downstairs. It was really deep underground.
Kind of like a Berlin club.
Yeah. That's why I imagine Berlin. Yeah, and like doing Berlin-like stuff too. Mm-hmm. You know, people with like a cig in one hand and a beer in the other, like a Stein in the other.
Right.
And they have like...
Baby bangs. Everyone has baby bangs.
Baby bangs, really.
Oh. It's like the typical hipster look,
okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Like a homemade kombucha in one hand. Oh, tiny glasses and baby bangs.
But like at a club,
and a little
too.
Condom hat.
At a club?
Oh.
Kombucha? I don't think so.
Oh, no. Hard kombucha.
Yeah. Hard, yeah.
Or club, spiked kombucha. Club mate for any... connoisseurs out there.
I see. Okay. Is that Berlin?
That's a Berlin kind of an energy drink that you take before clubbing because...
Oh, it's like a Red Bull?
Kind of, but it gives you heart palpitations. It's unhealthy.
That's like Red Bull?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's like Red Bull.
Yeah, I see.
Tastes like tobacco, weirdly, that drink.
You're not selling it.
Go try it, though.
Okay. Well, I guess...
if you're ever in Berlin.
When in Germany? Let's see. But yeah, anyway, I those are the places I went to. Shelter was pretty nice. That was the very alternative because it was like a cave. And that was really a sick ambiance. Like you go there, you could like vibe to the music and all that. That was cool. But most other places, they're just very hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
People are spilling.
Yeah. Club life in Shanghai.
Also, there was a lot of fake booze, unfortunately. Like, was a thing back then before people really stomped
you.
Yeah. It's like, am I really drinking rat poison?
Yes.
Some of the worst hangovers I've ever had.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can relate. Yeah. It's not healthy.
No.
Also, I don't think club life, I'm not into clubbing that much myself either, but if there were any really cool clubs out here, I would try them. But I don't think there are that many in Shanghai, unfortunately, club-wise. There are so many clubs nowadays, but... I don't really fuck with the typical Chinese setup of a club.
Oh, with the tables?
With the tables where you have to pay an X amount.
Like $5,000 to sit down.
Yeah.
Pay
the bottle
to play,
service.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not about that. I just want to get a little tipsy and do a little dance.
Yeah.
And it really depends on the genre, what I'm into that night, what I'm looking for. It can be a lot. But,
well, we got to be the change you want to see in the world. And then we got to open like Shay Dick.
What?
Can work on the name. We're just talking about French stuff.
Oh, Shay Dick. Oh, that kind of Shay.
Shay Dick.
Shay
Cool. I was talking to a friend not too long ago, and he's talking about how he went to this restaurant, I think in the Bay. I can't remember what was this like, but it was two initials like AJ or something, or like JC or like KJ. Let's go with KJ. It was like, I went to Shay KJ.
You know?
That's in America, they rhyme.
Right.
Shay KJ.
Yeah.
They all rhyme. Shay KJ. There we go. Yeah. Anyway.
What is your point?
My point is that, maybe we could open a club where, it's not about paying for expensive tables. It's about, the music. You know, there was actually a setup at this place. I can't remember. I think it might have been Elevator. Where you go in and there's actually a little part of the space where you can put on headphones. You can like dance on your own and listen to the music via headphones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for those hi-fi snobs.
Like a silent disco.
Yeah.
Mm. I've never done any.
I feel like that could be kind of cool. Can you imagine like dancing next to your friends, but all of you have headphones on?
Yeah, yeah, that's an actual thing. Kind of like in the Netherlands, at like a lot of festivals, you have tents that are specifically designated for to silent discos. Mm. I've never done it though. Mm. I missed out, but it must look really fun from the outside to see a bunch of people just flailing around.
Well, if I ever generate enough capital to open a club space, maybe it could be a micro club, like real tiny. It could be like 400 square feet. Oh, you do meters. It could be
like Dada.
50 square meters. Oh, Dada. Yeah, that was... Is it still open?
Yeah. They reopened this summer and I coincidentally went there last Friday night.
Oh.
But there was no one. No, not a single soul.
Really? Maybe people just don't know that it's reopened.
No, people know of it. Just every single place we went to was empty.
Is it a boomer joint now?
No. Oh, no, it's actually kind of edgy and said to be a cool place to be at. With good music.
Yeah.
They have a Daft Punk night.
Oh. Rest in peace.
Yeah. If you're into that. Yeah. No. But for some reason, Friday night was dead last Shanghai. Last Friday. Last Friday night was dead in Shanghai.
I see.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Well, I was also thinking, speaking of like entrepreneurial ideas, like opening a club, I was also thinking maybe this will speak to the tech bros out there.
Yeah.
Of some apps that could be done. You know how there's Tinder, Grindr.
Yeah.
What if there was something where like you could meet a waifu? You could like match with a wife? Because there are people who like, for example, like are really into anime. Like maybe you appreciate multiple characters, but let's say you want to like explore something more monogamous. Like what if there was some sort of like app where you could meet different characters?
That sounds like a cool idea, actually.
It could be called like Why Fun. Just add an N there.
Why Fun.
Yeah, Why Fun.
Why Fun. Would it be a kind of like HoloLive where you would be talking to a host?
I think that could be pretty cool.
But it would just be one-on-one? Or with a fan base?
I don't know the exact thing. I guess it could be like each person. Well, maybe it could be something...
Would it be an AI talking back to you or an actual person?
I think it'd be interesting if it were an actual person. Although, like maybe it could be this sort of like... role play thing where for example you can choose to be like a person seeking a waifu or you could choose to be a waifu.
Right. That could be cool.
And then you could like form this deep relationship. And if you wanted to actually take it to like the 3D realm, you could. Or you could just enjoy what you've got there on Waifun.
Right. That you might be onto something there, Richard.
I know. Now I kind of regret speaking this.
No. I think that could work.
I know. My
I kind of like the idea of people having the option to like be a wife. As
like
well.
Kind of like a role play twist on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a interactive role play thing.
Yeah.
And on a platform like, where it's consensual then from both sides.
Right.
So that could be a...
And it doesn't have to be... maybe like it could be extraordinarily creative in that you don't have to play as... Because you could probably get into like all sorts of legal trouble. Like existing characters, you create your own character.
Right. That's I like Why this.
Fun.
I like this.
Dude, I need to get Albert on this. I need some tech bros to help me make this become a reality.
Honestly.
My other idea was a lot skeezier.
What was the other idea?
I'm like ashamed to say it now.
Just say it.
Yeah, so Why Fun is like, and that's like the nice touchy-feely one. And the other one was Why Fucked. I think we can connect the dots there.
Yeah. Just it being all about the booty call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why Fucked?
Yeah. It's low-hanging fruit. Hey, you know, here we're about the lowbrow and the highbrow. Or maybe midbrow.
But wouldn't that take away from the principles of
the waifu?
What, the waifu? Or maybe not.
Well, you know, that's why it's like, there's also like ethical non-monogamy. You know, there are, for example, marriages where it's open.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if... your waifu, you have some sort of discussion somehow and you can tell what she's thinking. And
she's like, I also want to see other people.
Yeah.
I want to have an open relationship.
Yeah. He's like, you know, like Brock kind of cute.
So is James.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been with a guy with blue hair. Don't deprive me.
I support you fully and your decisions and views.
So waifu and husbando are kind of like these cute words that originated, well, it's kind of like this back and forth, right? It's like waifu is from wife, Mm-hmm. You know, and then that was borrowed into Japanese, has now been reborrowed into English.
Right.
What's
the official term for that?
Oh,
transliteration or something.
Transliteration is the sound of it. So wife going into Japanese, that would have been a transliteration.
And then back.
And then back into English, I think that's just borrowing.
Okay.
But I guess it could also, I guess it could also count as a transliteration. Yeah, a loan word. You're right. A loan word. I guess it could actually technically be a transliteration as well. Mm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like they're incorporated into normal English slang now, right? Like waifu.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Are there any loan words that you like? Like kind of like Englishy words? It doesn't have to be Japanese. Even Chinese too. Or Korean
English
or whatever.
Or Chinglish.
Yeah.
Konglish even.
Yeah, sure. I was just using it as an umbrella term. Yeah.
Yes. Well.
That you find endearing.
I recently, well, endearing.
Or okay, or anything that stand out to you. They
I
make
find
an impression.
This one to be really fun.
Okay.
Just to say Shema the fuck or Nani the fuck.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Since I live here, I say Shema the fuck a lot.
Well, you have to explain what Shema that means.
So Shema is the Mandarin word for what?
Yeah, what?
What? Yeah.
So what the fuck, pretty much. Yeah, that's
Shema. Or just saying, blurting out Shema at people while I'm speaking English. So it's kind of seeped through into my vocabulary. Somehow. Yeah.
Oh, that is a nice one.
Yeah, I find that one fun. What about you?
You know, I actually, this is not exactly the same, but I actually find the onomatopoeia of animals in China to be pretty interesting.
So funny.
So for cows, this kills me every time. So cows, at least in America, I don't know what people say in, for example, like the Netherlands.
That's even more ridiculous.
We say moo.
Oh, moo. For a cow, that would be moo. Boo.
Was it?
Boo.
Boo?
Boo.
That's like a spooky cow.
Moo also would work, or boo.
Boo is like a spooky cow trying to scare you.
Boo. Halloween cow.
Right. And then in Mandarin, it's mo.
Mo?
Yeah. Mo. There's actually this huge debate one time when I went out with some friends. Like the four of us were there. Mm-hmm. And this guy was not having it. He's like, God damn it. It is not mo. Have you ever seen a cow? Have you lived with a cow? I grew up with like livestock around me. They don't fucking say mo. And like he was going at it. We're like, okay, man. It's all right.
Honestly, I think mo also comes pretty close.
I think so too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I defended it. I was like, I don't know. I feel like it's something between moo and mo.
Something wrong with his ears. You have to be like...
I know. Well, that's the importance of being open-minded. Like, he immediately was like, God damn it, it's not mo. It's moo. That's like people like, you can't have a waifu, Joaquin. Get a real girlfriend. She is real to me.
But I find those to be so fun as well, the Chinese ones. Like, for example, do you know the one for pigs? What sound they make?
I can't remember.
Hung hung.
Oh, that's right.
That's even better.
Hung hung.
Hung hung.
Hung hung. That's pretty close to a snort. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty close, actually.
Oh, it kills me each time. Also, the Korean ones are really, really fucking funny, but I won't get into those.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this has been a really great talk.
Yeah.
Nothing conclusive, but you know, it's an evolving, ongoing sort of thing. And I think that, I mean, I don't even, there are so many things I still need to look out for. You know, actually having gone into this waifuology deep dive in the past few days, it's like, you know, I have not seen anime in a long time. I need to look into more stuff. There's
we might both be boomers on this, man.
I know. And like Attack on Titan. Like I never got into that at all. Mm. Like my favorite animes, when I think back, I liked Death Note, like the first 2/3 of it at the time.
Right.
Gundam.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
Lots of husbandos in that one.
Ooh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
You know, even robot husbandos, man. Like those Gundams, real sexy.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna.
So many wings.
I'm going to research that a little bit now.
Such a big saber.
This was a very unfiltered conversation.
My anime understanding is still like locked in the 90s and like 2000s.
Right.
I haven't seen anything past like 2007.
Who are we to even have this conversation?
That's true. I know.
I mean, you could also have an interview with just an up-to-date otaku or someone who has an actual...
Well, I think it's actually good though too, because, you know, one, I think it's good to... I was telling you, I think just having two guys talk about waifu is a little bit too much of a sausage fest.
Doesn't have to be a guy, but you know? you're right.
But then I think that
I appreciate you inviting.
And then because you're younger than me, right? And I'm a boomer.
This is true.
Like, that shows a little bit of age diversity, right?
You are from a different generation.
I know. Jesus. That's what I was thinking that too. I was like, fuck, I only play like Super Nintendo stuff. I watch like 80s horror.
By choice, though.
I like Beatles.
For some reason. Yeah.
If all the members in your band are still alive, I'm not listening to you. Sorry, man. Sorry, but not sorry. Okay, so the last question we'll end on is, if you were to stylize yourself as a waifu on Waifun.
Oh, okay.
What would you be like? What attributes would you have?
I could be a waifu.
Don't have to do it based on like your actual, let's say you're like your actual personality. Mm-hmm. They can be extensions of your actual personality. Yeah.
No, but, it can be totally
up to visually, myself. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Right. Oh, I mean, visually, I find it like kind of boring, right? Like I will just be an anime character.
But you don't have to stick to your own visuals if you don't want to. Your visuals aren't boring. Don't say that.
No.
I
mean, just in general, if I'm thinking of a waifu, like anime character.
Well, yeah. What would be like your go-to look?
I don't know. I mean, I am so out of the anime game that I don't know what's cool anymore.
just be you.
I mean, I would just be...
I would have purple hair.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, purple is a good color.
And maybe like a nice turtleneck.
I might have red eyes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay. What hair color?
Though? Nice turtleneck. That's nice.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. It's important. It's kind of... It reminds me of Scooby-Doo.
Uh-huh.
Growing up, like all the guys like, man, Daphne is so hot. But then when you get older, you're like, what's under that sweater? You know, with Velma, right? Oh, and you realize like Velma's the real waifu. You know, Daphne is like the lie foo. She's like the lie.
Oh, the lie.
You know? she makes you think that she's the one. But then when you get a little older, you're like, it's all about Velma, really.
Yeah, she was the real waifu all along. Let's see. Oh, right. Because you sent me this question before.
Did I? Okay.
Let me just see what I wrote down.
Yeah. I really wanted you to have that bake in your in your cerebellum.
So I mostly wrote down character traits, personality traits.
Sure.
So it wasn't really about... It was an either or thing for me. So if I were to be a waifu, I would be like the silly, dorky, but also really cool, confident... humoristic type. I kind of like a boss ass bitch.
A boss ass bitch.
So the girls and the guys would just love
a bab.
Yeah, a bab.
Like that. Ooh,
or
that's gotta catch on.
Or that or a femboy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like Timothy Chalamet?
Kind of.
Like real slim and pretty.
Or like, have you ever seen Orin High School Host Club? Sorry about this. But I had
I have seen parts of that. That was a reverse harem.
Yes, that's good. It really
like,
was.
They're like eight dudes and like one girl trying to pass as a guy.
Yeah, one girl trying to pass as
a
guy.
That's right.
I had a crush.
Is it like 2010
on the twins?
2000. Yeah, around then.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, a little more.
Oh my God, the twins were so hot.
I can't remember much about it.
14-year-old me.
It was big for a while. That's right. Yeah.
But yeah. Either be like a sultry femboy, like really smooth.
Wait, would you be like a twin femboy? So you'd be like one of two?
That could be cool. Ooh, yes.
This could be big for Waifun. Like then you could actually have like cliques and groups. Or Waifucked. You know? It's like you and your twin and like then you can negotiate your terms. Right? It's like now this is like a thruple
package deal.
With twins.
Twins with twins.
I think that has to be talked about.
Yeah.
Those terms are a little sticky, so to speak. Yeah, so for me, if I were a waifu, I guess I'd be like Dickalina.
Dickalina.
Okay, or like Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yeah, there we go. Rochelle's nice.
Rochelle's a nice name.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Rochelle. I'm thinking about Sting. Don't have to wear a sweater.
Wait, wasn't that the police?
Yeah, Sting and the police.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. He was part of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess purple hair.
Purple hair. Yeah, I can see that on you
purple
even
hair,
now.
Purple eyes. And like maybe like a nice cream turtleneck sweater.
Ooh, maybe you could. A lot of you know, guys in Shanghai. I've seen them rock like silver hair styles. True. I feel like
I've never colored my hair before.
You've never?
No.
Oh, I thought you.
No, never colored it.
I've seen you with kind of like red brownish hair.
That's just my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's just my hair. I think it's because I thought you dyed so much. No, no, never, never. Actually, never.
Okay.
I have permed my hair before a few times.
Oh yeah.
But I've never colored my hair, and
it's virgin.
It's virgin. Yeah, it's aching. Oh, we're getting into weird territory. Never mind. But I could consider that. Yeah, why not? Mm. Yeah.
You should do your brows too. Just bleach them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go all the way. Do that K-pop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe. My girlfriend can stand me. It's true. I only need one person in the fan club. Maybe a cat too. Okay. Well, plenty of questions, not a ton of answers, but tons of things to think about. Food for thought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So much so. This was fun to talk about.
This was really good.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we have to go. You have arrangements. I need to watch a lot of anime tonight.
For research purposes.
For science. Yes. For knowledge.
I feel like I have a lot more to learn or stuff to refresh my mind with as well.
Oh, yeah. Well,
don't know if I will, but I might.
I know. Jeez, I need to ingratiate myself with all the new age weebs. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure like all my friends.
The Gen Z weebs.
All the Gen Z weebers. Oh, my God. I liked anime before weeb was a term. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you for having me anyway.
Anytime.
Again, it's been.
Again, you are the first guest to be featured twice.
And so honored.
Second time and not the last time. Oh.
Well, excited for next time already.
Okay. All right. See you later.
See you.
It's raining again. The constant pitter-patter gives me a headache, but it's better than being alone. Misty's gone. Another ghost in my graveyard. I've started smoking again. Only half a pack a day now, but there's time. Is there hope for me? Is there hope for anyone? Just gotta keep living, I guess. At least, I'll always have you, Russell. Thank you for joining us. See you next time on Double Pontification.